Miss Golding, do you have anything you wish to say?
No, this concludes this case study in respect of the Anglican investigation.
Thank you. Just a few words from myself. As you've heard, this is the last day of the Chichester case study, which of course forms part of the Anglican Church investigation. I want to add my own and the panel's thanks to those of Ms. Golding earlier. We're grateful to all of the witnesses who have come to testify before the inquiry during the hearings, the complainant corps participants, the witnesses from the institutions, and others from whom we have heard. We are also grateful to all of those who've gathered and sent evidence into the inquiry for the purposes of this investigation, even in these last few weeks. Your efforts in bringing information to the inquiry's attention are very much appreciated, and it will all be considered. Finally, we'd like to extend our thanks to all the representatives for their assistance and to all of the inquiry staff for ensuring the smooth progress of the hearings. We'll now review all of the material and evidence and we'll begin to prepare a single report which will set out our findings on both this case study and that concerning responses to offending by Peter Ball. We will not be in a position to draft those sections of the report that relate to Peter Ball and complete this report until after the further case study hearing, which will take place, as you know, in July of this year. Our hope is that we will then be in a position to publish a single report concerning the Chichester and Peter Ball case studies this autumn. For information, a preliminary hearing for the Peter Ball case study will take place here on Wednesday the 6th of June, commencing at 10:30 a.m. And the substantive hearing will be held between 23rd and 27th of July 2018 at this venue. With that, I will draw the hearings to a close and thank you very much to everyone. Thank you.